And I want to go back with the thought that we thought about Sunday morning, that God is with us. And we talked about how that God was with Joseph at the birth of Jesus. We talked about how that God was with John the Baptist, when he baptized Jesus and in the wilderness. And we talked about how God was with Jesus all the way. And tonight I want to talk to you again about that God is with us. If you've ever seen a time that you need to know that, tonight will be a night. Amen. Boy, I'm thankful to be able to bring that to you tonight and show you, no matter what struggle you go through, no matter what you go through in life, that God is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never abandons. He's always with us. This evening, about 3:30, it's pretty outside. Sun was shining, and I mean, it was real nice. And Ryder was on his little four-wheeler, and he's wanting to ride that thing. And his mom and them, they keep him they keep an eye on him, let me say that. And he wanted to go down to the neighbor's house. And to go through the neighbor's house, you got to go off a big old hill, go through a big old briar patch, go through a bunch of saplings. And he said, I want to go. And I said, you can't go. And he said, I want to go. I said, okay, go ahead. He mashed that gas, went off that hill, went in the middle of all them briar bushes and everything. He started squealing, having a fit. I said, you need help? He said, help me, Daddy. I got about right where he was. He said, I'm okay, though. I'm okay, though. You know why he wanted me to know that? Because he didn't want to whoop it. So, but he knew Daddy was with him. So I went down and drug his four-wheeler out of that little old briar patch about 4 o'clock, put him back on it, and sent him back up the hill. Is that not what God does in our life? We want to go somewhere. We want to go so bad a certain way. And the Lord's like, you don't need to go that way. It's not good for you. And we keep on, we want to go that way. He says, okay. And he unbridles just for a moment. Lets us go the way we think that we want to go. But once we get down there and get stuck, we get hollering, Daddy. And he comes to our rescue. Amen. Have a copy of God's Word tonight. I ask you to stand. Matthew chapter number 4. I want to read the first 10 verses tonight, or 11. See what the Lord has for us tonight. God is with us. Whoo, glory. Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 1, the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil, he leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you that you still send ministering angels to our side, Father. I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this room. Lord God, I thank you tonight for this time to come and worship you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, tonight, you know our church and you know your church. Let me say that, Father. You know your church tonight, Father, and you know there's sickness amongst us, Father. But I pray tonight you'd reach down to everyone that is sick, everyone that has the flu, the COVID, anything they have tonight. I ask for a divine healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight we bind the sickness up. We bind old Satan up. Father, we cast it out as far as the east is from the west, and no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we don't bring accusations against Satan unless we bring them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that you move in a mighty way. I pray the ones that are here tonight, you keep them from getting sick. Lord God, the one that already sitting here tonight, Father, that knows they need to be in the house of God tonight, Lord, I pray you bless them. Father, I pray you bless that one that had to stay home. Lord, I pray you give them that double portion tonight. Help them tonight. Get them feeling better tonight. Each and every one that is sick, help them tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, I'm not going to mention a name because there are so many, but Lord, I pray you touch every one that's on my heart. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. Be with the prayer request tonight in no other name but the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, as God is with us. If you go back and you look at Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 23, the Bible says that they called His name Emmanuel, and that is being interpreted, God is with us. We see in the Bible where God is always with His people. If you go into the book of Genesis and go always to the book of Revelation, you'll see where God has always been with His people. What a blessing to know that God is always with His people. No matter what goes on, no matter where you're at in life, God is always with His people. Even though when old Satan tries to whisper and tell you that God is nowhere around, you remember tonight when old Satan whispers, God is right there screaming loud. Amen. And remember, God is with you, child of God, wherever you go or whatever you got going on in your life. We have a great example here in the chapter number 4 when Jesus was led out into the wilderness. A great example that God will never leave you and never forsake you. I want to say to you tonight, I want to give you 4 reasons tonight or 4 examples that God is always with us no matter what's going on. Number one tonight, if you look in verse number 1, we see that God was with Jesus in the wilderness. If you look tonight when He said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Hey, when He got led out into that wilderness, I want you to know that the Spirit of God already knew that Satan was going to be out there and Satan was going to tempt him, as Satan was going to come against him. Hey, can I say to you tonight, child of God, no matter where you go, oh, Satan's going to rear his head up. He's going to try to stick his head up. But remember this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You say, Brother BJ, what do you find in the wilderness? Number one, you find that He was with Jesus in the wilderness. God was. But you also find that there's temptation in the wilderness. When you get out into the wilderness and you get out in them places, you'll find that there's temptation in the wilderness. The Bible says that when He was led out into the wilderness, the devil came and He tempted Him. There's temptation in the wilderness. Hey, can I say to you tonight, there's not only temptations when you get out into the wilderness, but there's also trials out in the wilderness of life. When you get out into the wilderness of life, you'll see temptations. They'll be on every corner. I dare to beg tonight, and I probably would be true in this statement tonight, there's not very many temptations in this room right now. There's not a lot tempting you right now. Your phone's not on. There's not things of the world trying to pull your attention tonight. There's no temptation in here tonight. Hey, can I say to you tonight, sitting in these pews, there's not very many trials that you have to face right now. Now, you may have to face them tonight, or you had to face them in a little while, but you're at the right place tonight. Hey, the temptation in the wilderness, there's trials in the wilderness. But I want you to get this tonight. The tempter, you'll always find the tempter in the wilderness. You will always find Satan when you get out in the wilderness. When you get out of them places, the tempter is always there. The devil himself, he lurks in the wilderness trying to seek who he may devour. You say, preacher, do you believe that tonight? Hey, listen tonight. Hey, old devil, he don't have a problem with coming to God face to face. He don't have a problem coming right where God is. He'll come right into the presence of Almighty God. He'll come right into this service tonight. He's always been boastful. He's always the one that would brag tonight. So the old tempter, if he's not worried about God, he sure ain't worried about you and I. Can I get an amen? Hey, so tonight we must understand the only thing that defeats the old tempter and the only thing that defeats old devil tonight is the blood of Jesus Christ in your life tonight. God Almighty is your strength tonight. The Holy Ghost is your comforter tonight. And Jesus Christ is your Savior tonight. I see that the old tempter, he's in the wilderness. And he loves to lurk around. Turn with me as you hold your place to Job chapter number 1 and verse number 7 tonight. I want to show you how he'll come to God. Hey, how he goes back and forth, to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And tonight I want you to know God was with Jesus even in the wilderness. And God is with you and I when we're in our wilderness as well. And I want you to get this tonight. You say, preacher, do you believe that the devil himself would do that? I do, because the Bible teaches it. In Job chapter number 1 and verse number 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, God and Satan had a conversation, and here's what he asked him. He and the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? And that means this: where have you been? Where did you come from? What are you doing here? What are you doing around my people? And here's what old Satan said. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and for walking up and down in it. Hey, you know what old Satan does? He reigns this earth. He is the prince of the air. He goes up and down seeking whom he may devour. You say, preacher, do you think that? Yes, I do, because the tempter is unashamed. So tonight, God is with us even in our wilderness tonight. Job 1:7, the tempter is unashamed. He has no remorse. He has no regret. He loves what he does. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 5, if you will, in verse number 8 tonight. Not only did he show up in the book of Job and said he'd been walking up and down, to and fro, but also old Peter knows it better than any. That old Satan, he'll try to wear you out. He tried to do that to old Peter. He had old Peter denying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know what he did? He told the Lord, he said, "You won't go to the cross." Peter said, "Lord, let it not be." And what did he tell Peter? He said, "Get behind me, Satan." He said, "Satan has desired to sift you." That's what's going on in his life. And look what he says here in 1 Peter 5 in verse number 8. He said, "Preacher, he's in our wilderness." God is? Yes, he is. And we must be sober. He says, "Be sober, be vigilant." That means be on alert, be on guard, be ready tonight. He said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil." You know what an adversary is? That's somebody that's against you. That's somebody's against. They've got nothing for you. All they want you to do is to fail in life. They got nothing for you. Hey, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Job 1:7, Satan wasn't running. He was walking. He said, "I've walked to and fro." 1 Peter 5:8, Satan ain't running. He ain't running after you. He don't have to run after you. He don't have to run after me. Why? He just walks up. He knows what to do. He knows your weakness. He knows my weakness. He knows when I'm in my wilderness. He knows when you're in your wilderness. But thank God tonight that God's in that wilderness too. Amen. I see tonight, number one, God is with us even in the wilderness. He's with Jesus and he's with us in the wilderness. Number two tonight, if you'll look in verse number 2 of Matthew 4 in verse number 2, I see God is not only with Jesus in the wilderness, but God is with Jesus at his weakness. At his weakness. When Jesus was at his weakness, God was with him. He said, "Preacher, wait a minute now. Jesus ain't never been weak." Oh, he had to be. He had to be. He was 100% God, but he was 100% man. He had to know what it was to feel weakness. He had to know what it was to feel all this in his life. He had to feel these things. Even though he never sinned, he's felt everything you and I feel. That's how he can be our Savior. That's how he can be our Redeemer. That's how he can be our Rescuer tonight. How can you redeem somebody if you don't know what they need redeemed from? How can you rescue somebody if you don't know they're sinking? How can you do this tonight? That's the God we serve tonight. He's in our wilderness and he's also in our weakness tonight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 2. "And when he had fasted 40 days 40 nights." If you've ever fasted 40 days, you'll know what the Bible's talking about. You're going to be physically the weakest you've ever been. Spiritually, you're going to be on a mountaintop. But when you get here 40 days and 40 nights, you're going to be in a valley in your life physically. You're going to be really struggling. You're going to be needing the hand of God. You're going to need to make sure when you start a 40-day fast and a 40-night fast that God's told you to do it. You don't start this fast because you thought it was a good idea. You don't start this fast because you thought it might be good or it might work out. You start this fast because God's told you to do that. Amen. The Spirit of God led him out into the wilderness, led him into this fast, and God showed up in his life. God is with us in the wilderness. God's with us when we're weak. Look in verse number 2. "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger." I see, number one tonight, that when we're in that fast, we're in that weakness, God is with us because we're weak from the fast. Physically, we hunger. Physically, we hurt. And physically, we're alone. When you do that, here God was all with Jesus. He was all with him. He was with him when he was hungry. He was with him when he was hurting. And he was with him when he was all alone. Thank God that Spirit led him out there. Tonight, I want you to get this. You say, "Preacher, do you believe that Jesus was weak?" I do. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 14 tonight. I see where he was weak, how he became weak, how he became what he needed to be so we could have a high priest that knoweth our infirmities, know what's going on in our life, know when we hurt, that he can feel it tonight. He says tonight in Hebrews 4 and verse number 14 tonight, God was with Jesus in the wilderness, God was with Jesus in his weakness, and he's with us when we're weak as well. Hebrews chapter number 4, in verse number 14, the Bible says, "Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." No matter what you're going through tonight, child of God, Jesus Christ can feel everything that you're going through. I don't know about you, but that does me good. You lay there and you're hurting. You lay there and you don't know what's going on. You lay there and you cry yourself to sleep. You say, I don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. I don't know what's going to go on tomorrow. You remember tonight, you've got a high priest that knows exactly how you feel. Man, I tell you what, if you've not been there, you can't tell somebody how they feel or what they got going on. If you've never had that or you've never been there, there's not nothing you'll face in your life that Jesus Christ don't know how you feel. I don't know about you, but that does me good. He says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points, in every point. Not one point you're going to go through in life that he ain't went through. Man, that does me good. That does me good. Man, I'd hate to know that we had a place here and you went in and you closed the door and I sat on the other side of that door and you told me all your problems, all your pain and everything you had going on. And I tried to console you or be there for you. Man, that'd be rough, wouldn't it? Because I wouldn't know everything you'd be telling me. I wouldn't know how you feel. There are some things I know how people feel. I know what they're going through. I've been there. I know how to help them. But then they come times, somebody will come to you and you ain't got a clue what they're going through. You've never been down that road. You've never crossed that bridge. You've never went there. You can't tell them what to do. You can't tell them how they feel. And you can't even tell them what to do. Only thing you can do is this right here is pray for that individual. But you find somebody's been down the same road you've been down, son, they can help you. They can help you in a mighty, mighty way. You've been on that path and old boy walks up and he tries to tell you something, you can get real with him. You can let him know right quick what God can do in your life. Amen? You can't always witness to everybody. But there's always somebody you can witness to. If you've been on that road, you can tell them how to get off of it. I'm just saying. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. In your weakness, you come boldly. Therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I see tonight he was with Jesus in the wilderness. He was with Jesus when he became weak in the wilderness. And I also see he was with Jesus when he became weary. When he became weary. When you get out in the wilderness, number one, you're going to get to that place where you get weak. And then you'll get weary. You'll get weary in what you're doing. Let me give you this tonight, if you will, in verse number 3 and verse number 5. And when he was weak, the tempter came. The tempter came. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. Now you remember this. 40 days and 40 nights, he's not ate one thing. 40 days and 40 nights, he's not ate one thing, Brother Austin. 40 days and 40 nights, no food's entered his mouth. This man's hungry, and he is the bread of life. Satan knows what he's talking about here. Listen, Satan knows Scripture. Hey, he knows this book better than anybody you've ever met. You've never met nobody besides Jesus Christ, God Almighty, that knows Scripture better. He knows Scripture. And he won't give you wrong Scripture. He'll just twist Scripture on you. He knew who he was talking to when he said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. You know what? He knew he could do it. He knew he had the power to do it. He knew he was talking to the bread of life. Satan knew who he was talking to. He knew he was hungry. He knew he had all the bread. He knew he was thirsty and he was the living water. Everything he had need of, he had it inside himself, but he could not perform that because he had to have on humanity. Amen. Glory to God, that does me good. So tonight, I know if I'm hungry spiritually, the only way I'm going to be fed is by the Word of God. Nothing else will feed me. He is the bread of life. If I'm thirsty tonight spiritually, I'll only get a drink from him because he is the living water. So he says he's with Jesus when he's weary. Preacher, how do you know that? Because you'll get weary when old Satan gets on your trail. Amen? Look with me in verse number 3. Satan, you'll get weary when Satan starts talking to you. Look what he said. And when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. Thank God that word will whoop Satan every time. Whoo, glory. Even Jesus. See, that's his humanity. That's his humanity, he says, for it is written. He didn't tell Satan, I'm the word. He just said, it's written. He just had to remind him, it is written. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Can I say to you tonight, you'll get weary, number one, with Satan when he'll talk to you. You'll get weary when Satan takes you places. He'll, one thing for him to talk to you, but it's something else when he starts leading you around. Look what he said here. Then the devil taketh. He didn't only talk to Jesus, but he took Jesus somewhere. Folks, listen to me tonight. This is the humanity of Jesus Christ. And he's saying, at every point that you're tempted, I've been tempted. But I did not sin. I did not give in. That's why I am your provider. That's why I am your protector. That's why I am your savior. Because I've battled him and I won. You battle him and you lose. I battle him and I lose. I can't defeat him and you can't neither. There's only one ever defeated him, and it's Jesus Christ. That's why he's our Savior. Satan will talk to you, and Satan will take you. Look in verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. Here it is again. Satan's using it. He's not giving him nothing that's not Bible. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and at their hands there shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Psalm 91:11 gave him Bible. What did Jesus say? And Jesus said unto him, it is written again. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Satan, you're right, but I can't tempt the Lord my God. Can I say to you, when you get weary, Satan will talk to you. Satan will take you places, and I wrote this down. Satan will try and try and try and try and try and try to trip you up. When Brandy and Kaylee was printing this for me, and they always ask me, do you mean, you know, these words are misspelled? You know, I mean, I just hand wrote it. You know what I'm saying? These words are misspelled. This period ain't supposed to be there. Is that mean he tries supposed to be? Oh, no, that's right. Yes, he will try. You defeat him tonight, he'll be back on your trail tomorrow. You defeat him tomorrow, and you defeat him the next day and the next day. And as soon as you think you've won, as soon as you think you've got him bound up and away from you, he's back on your trail. Don't you quit praying. Don't you quit reading. Don't you quit. God is with us. Stick in this battle. But as soon as you think, oh, I got it, I can take a break, I can let up just a little bit, he's on you. He's got you. Why? He don't run after you. He don't run after me. What does he do, Brother John Stidham? He just walks around. He just walks around waiting on me. Waiting on me. But guess what? I'm not on the defense. I'm on the offense. I'm on the offense. When you get on the defense, that means you're sitting back and he's pushing you. But on the offense means you got the ball and you're pushing him. And you know what you do? How do I stay on offense, Brother BJ? How do I keep pushing him? You stay in that word. Thank you, brother. You stay in that word. You stay in prayer. You stay fasting. You stay prayed up. So I ain't fasted in forever. Get on you one. Start you off 24 hours. Start you off 3 days. Start you off whatever the Lord leads you to do. But when it gets to the point that prayer is not working and this ain't working, you keep digging. Let God move on you. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that 100%. He'll try and he'll try and he'll try and he'll try. And God is with us. Let me show you this tonight in this text. Let me show you this as we move on tonight. He said he tried. John, you said, you think Jesus got weary? John chapter number 4 and verse number 6, the Bible says, you know the woman at the well. The Bible says, now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, Brother J.D., being wearied with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. That's his humanity again. I'm going to give you this last thing here as we get ready to move on toward the Lord to have us to be. I see that God was with Jesus in the wilderness. God was with Jesus when he was weak. God was with Jesus when he was weary. But God was also with Jesus as the Word. As the Word. All the way through the text here, in verse 8 and 9, if you'll go back and read that, and again, the devil taketh him up. That's that. He tries and tries and tries. And again, he won't give up. The devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain, showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Third time he done told him it's written. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. How are you going to defeat Satan? How did Jesus defeat Satan? With the word of God. He said, it is written. It is written. There's nothing you can do about something that's written down. It's true, Brother Riley Cagle. When it's written down, it's written down. And God left us this word not only to live by, but to defeat Satan by. And you got to have word written on your heart for when he comes beating at you and you ain't got a Bible, you ain't got a phone to look it up, you ain't got nothing. When the devil's beating you to death, Jesus wept won't work. You might be weeping, but it won't work. You're going to have some other arsenal to back it up. You're going to have something else in that word to back it up. And you need to write on your heart, for it is written. He said, preacher, you believe that three times he used scripture, it is written. Look with me in verse number 4. He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Deuteronomy 8:3. He said here, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 6:16. Then he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship, in verse number 10, the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Deuteronomy 6:13. He always quoted scripture. You say, preacher, you believe that? I do, 100%. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of John. John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1 and verse number 1. The word was there. Jesus showed us his humanity and how God can be with you. And God can help you in your wilderness. He can help you in your weakness. He can help you when you're weary. And he'll help you by the word of God. You know why we don't read our Bible like we should? Because it'll show us what we need to do. It will. That's one thing to skim over it and just pick through it. But that's why we don't have a Bible study like we should. When you get into that word, it'll start showing you stuff in your life. Look what he said in John 1:1, in the beginning. That's the word, boy. In the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word's always been there. John 1:14, not only in the beginning, but look at John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who is that? Jesus. Jesus. The Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full. The Word is full. It's full. If you empty, it'll fill you. It's full. F-U-L-L, it's full. If you want to be filled tonight with the Spirit of God, it's the Word of God that's going to fill you. It's full. It's bread. It's water. It's what you need. Full. Full of grace and truth. The Word of God will always stand because God is with us. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 24, verse 35. I'm going to show you this in the text. Matthew 24, verse number 35. Matthew 24, verse number 35. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Matthew 24, 35, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. What do I need to hide in my heart? The Word of God. I wouldn't even plan on doing God is with us in the last couple weeks. We got my own private Bible study, brother, and it just comes out. You can't help it. And I got in the book of Matthew that stood out to me that God is with us. And I just started in the book of Matthew looking where God is with us. And who was he with? And if he was with the Joseph, the earthly caretaker of Jesus, let me say, he wasn't his daddy, but the earthly caretaker. He was with him, and he's with John the Baptist as he preached the word. And he was with Jesus at his baptism. He was with Jesus in the wilderness. Why do I think God ain't going to be with me? He's the same God. He ain't changed. He's the same. And no matter what goes on this week, what goes on in your life, you remember that. If I can give anybody anything, you remember that. That God is God. Amen. He'll never leave thee. He'll never forsake thee. He'll always stick beside you. And I thank God tonight that he's right here in this room tonight. But I thank God that I don't have to come to this place for him to be there. Man, I wake my eyes up in the morning, middle of the night, whenever he's there. A while ago, we sat down to eat a hamburger steak. Didn't have no gravy, just a hamburger, you know what I'm saying? And some baked beans. I like baked beans, boy. I'm telling you. You open a can of baked beans and just tear them up. Them old Bushers baked beans. You ever ate them? Don't get them other kind. They ain't got. Get that real deal, baby. And I sat down on the couch and I bowed my head there and I said, Lord, I love you. Amen. Katie said, is that all you gonna say? I looked over, I said, what am I supposed to say? She said, well, I mean, that's awful short, Daddy. That's why I've been talking to him all day. If you're talking to somebody, listen, I'm no Superman. I'm just a saved man. I'm no hero. I'm a zero. But I'm in love with Jesus. That's how I talk to him. I don't have to sit there 45 minutes to an hour. When you talk to him all day, when your eyes open, you're talking to him. When you go to bed, you're talking to him. I don't have to catch up. I'm talking to him. Now, there's times in my life I have to catch up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But when you're in the right fellowship with him, man, just tell him, hey, I love you. In the mornings, my wife get up and go to work. It's 5 o'clock. We done drunk a cup of coffee together. I ain't kissing her. She ain't kissing me. We're looking at each other. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We're both tired. We don't have a long conversation. There's one thing I tell her before she walks out that door, J.D. Markle. And you know, you tell yours the same thing. I say, hey, baby, I love you. She said, I love you too. Have his house clean when I get home this evening. Y'all know them women, they're going to get that last word. Can I get amen? But you know what the Lord does? That's where I want you to be with him. That's where I want to be with him. I want to know that he's with me even when I'm in my wilderness and he knows what I'm going through. I want to know he's with me when I am as weak as I've ever been spiritually. That I feel like, hey, my weakness is when he's made strong is what the Bible said. And I want to know when I'm weary, man, I don't know what doing. I beat my head against the rock. He's right there. He ain't worried about it. Because I've read the word. Pray it be your prayer this week. That Lord, you just be with me. Lead me, guide me, protect me. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this room. Father, I just want to take this time to praise your name. That, Father, this is not a dead church. Father, I know we've got a lot out tonight. There's a lot of sickness. There's a lot going on in this church. I know that, Father. But you're so faithful to show up every time we come in here. Lord, it blows my mind how faithful you are because you're always with us. Lord, I pray you be with the ones that are sick tonight. Help them. Touch their body real good. Father, if there be anything going on, remove it. Father, let it not scar their lungs. Let it not do none of that, Lord God. Let it just be a healing. Let it be what you'd have it to be. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to tell you something before you leave.